Hi, how are you going?
Is it classified as a condition? How would we describe, and for those across Geelong and the Surf Coast that aren't familiar with it, what is narcolepsy? You have type 1.
I have type 1, which does come with the other symptoms. There is a type 2 that is just the narcolepsy, which affects the sleep side of things. But no, it is it's a debilitating condition that people just suffer from, and you just feel lethargic, tired, all the time.
So is it as dramatic as the movies? Do you just on a dime fall asleep, or do you know that it's sort of coming on and then you just need to get to a bed and lie down?
You know what? Before I was diagnosed, yes, it did just happen.
Oh, wow.
Often I would be driving and, yeah, or I would have blackouts and sort of stand there and think, oh, what was I doing when I come to?
Yeah.
I am diagnosed now and I do know when I have to go for a nap or know when I'm just not going to function. Even after medication.
Yeah, what are some of the triggers that might bring it on, or can it just happen?
When I was 45, 2015, yeah. I started having collapses at work, and this is where the number one symptom to narcolepsy comes in, apart from the sleeping, and it's called cataplexy, which is, I call them seizures. It's a cataplectic fit. But it's emotionally triggered.
Oh, wow.
So, it's a bit crazy. But, so I'm type 1 and have the cataplexy, which, going to parties and things like that, like I have to think, like, before I go in, because the excitement of seeing someone you may not have seen for a while or whatever, like I've had incidents where it's like, oh, hi, you know, big hug.
Yeah.
And next minute, like, my knees are going and, like, I'm just, like, falling like a dead weight in their arms.
Like the fainting goats.
It's like you're having a stroke. If you're talking, you start to slur.
Wow.
Your face sort of drops. Your head is uncontrollable. Like, your neck just starts dropping. Knees buckling. I've learnt to sort of go, when that starts happening, go straight to my knees anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah,
just say, so give me a minute and try and breathe through it, which doesn't always happen. Often you go into a full body paralysis.
Wow.
So it means you end up on the ground and, laughter, anger, anything that can trigger these.
Wow.
And, you just got to ride it out. And the more that people sort of are around you, panicking and but don't know the situation, you're like you're in another emotion. Like, you want to tell them, but you can't speak and you can't hear, you can't move. So you just, I've got a wonderful partner that just sort of, you know, gives everyone a shh, you know, when it happens.
Yeah.
And everyone's sort of standing there dumbfounded.
Yeah.
And, then he'll sort of be explaining what's going on. And I just breathe, and it could be anything from 10 seconds to 40 minutes. And often the cataplexy, sometimes you'll go into a sleep, like you just fall asleep.
Yeah.
When you're still out. So people are like, oh, still out, but you've sort of slept it off and then you just wake up. But I wake up or stand up like this.
So,
same. Just blah, blah, blah.
So you were saying, you were saying that you, like, you could even get it when you're driving. So have you had any, like, sort of dangerous situations where all of a sudden you've had one of these seizures?
Well, as an instance, I would drive from, this is once again before I was diagnosed, when I was, you know, wondering what all this was. My daughter and I would drive down to see my sister in Winchelsea, and the car would be slowing down, and she would know to look for the signs. Like, I would up and have a sleep before I even left, thinking, I've got to get there, it's 20 minutes. And the car would slow down, and she'd be like, Mom! I'd be like, set the alarm, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Pull off to the side road, she'd set the alarm and then be like, right, you ready? And I'd wake up and go, yeah, no worries, but bang, off we go. But I've never actually had a seizure while driving.
Yeah.
And she used to know not to crack funnies or whatever when I was driving.
Silence,
you know,
in the
car. Just had to be careful. And I've got a very funny son that, like, triggers me all the time. He just knows what does it. So I'm up. And he's a very good impersonator that often takes me off.
You've got an incredible outlook on life, and you're someone who I guess, has embraced, for use of a better term, the condition, the cards you've been dealt, and something that not many of us know about. And it's obviously good to have those resources. We'll get some more details up at krock.com.au. But we really appreciate your time, a few minutes of your time, just to take us into your world a little bit.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't have a license anymore. They did take that. So probably something I'll never have again.
So we're safe on the road.
Hey, thanks on the road.
Thanks so much for your time, mate. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling.